Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说说啊，怎么用英语约人。
Okay, so how to make an appointment, how to date. So many different ways, actually.
对，因为我们今天说是不同场景，像你刚刚说的 how to make an appointment,、这个 it's more work related.
Yes.
Or maybe with your doctor or、
yeah.
your dentist.
Sure.
但是如果说是跟朋友或者什么约、女生、男生，那就是又要不同的语言、
right.
对不对 So today,、we'll teach you all of the very useful ways to set an appointment or ask someone out、
right.
or hang out with your friends. 那大家到开言英语的微信公众号就可以看到我们今天、这个音频节目的详细文字内容了。那我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。Adam, 我觉得中文你可以说怎么用英语约人、and it could mean, you know, work related or、
sure.
romantic or friend with friends.
Right.
但英文里面好像没有一个很 general 的
No, not really.
Because if you say how do you ask someone out, 这个 ask someone out 就比较 romantic.
Right.
对吗？但如果你说 how do you set an appointment,、then it's very、professional.
Yeah, it's like you said, a doctor or a dentist, even just getting your hair cut.
A hair appointment.
A hair appointment.
对对对。好，那我们就先从 appointment 看好吧。
Okay.Usually appointment, it's not only is the person professional, but it's also just the two of you.
哦、oh, 就是比较 one-on-one,
right.
一对一的对吧
Right.
诶刚刚我们说的 appointment, 他讲的场景就是什么、看医生、或者牙医、或者你说去剪头发
Right.
理发也是就基本上是这种专业人士
Yes, exactly, very professional.
You have an appointment with a professional. 那如果是新认识的工作上的伙伴呢、like a potential business partner、or 就是、工作 business associates 工作上有来往的
Well, there's always meet、
Can we meet?
Yeah, can we meet?、even just adding up, right? Meet up later. That makes it a little bit more casual, a little bit more friendly、
那比如说我是跟工作上的一个you know, business associate,、一个这样的 我可以怎么来约他呢可以说 shall we set a time to meet or shall we meet up?
I think, you know, if this person seems like, you know, they're pretty friendly,、I would say meet up.、Can we set a time to meet up? If they seem like maybe they're, you know, not so friendly,
比较 formal 的
人 or very formal,、right, then yeah, you should just set a time just to meet.、
set a time to meet.、Or set a time to meet up.
Right.
Meet up 就比较 friendly.
Yeah, maybe if they're a bit younger.
对，年轻一点啊。但又回到前面那个 appointment 这个词 Can you say, let's set an appointment?
I would say if the person is much higher than you, or a very different level than you.Like with the CEO, you might need to make an appointment.
对对对，就看你们两个的那个可能 hierarchy,、你们的级别。
Right.
你说就是如果对方的级别是很高的、你可能就要跟他的秘书 secretary、personal assistant 约，那就 I'd like to set
an appointment.
An appointment.、好的，那接下来我们看看朋友之间。
Okay, this is more fun.
Less stress, 对不对
yeah, sure.
没有那么大的压力。
Sure, sure, sure. Okay, well, we could start with what do friends usually do? Well, they do lunch, they do coffee, they do...
Dinner.
They do dinner.
所以你觉得跟朋友约的时候就直接用动词那个 do 就可以。
Do, yeah, do. Let's do Thai food tonight.
我们出去吃泰国菜吧。
Yeah.
Let's do hot pot. 现在天要冷了嘛就约出去吃火锅。
Yeah, winter's here.
Let's do, 烤串。
Oh,
撸串怎么
kebab.
Kebab?
Yeah, let's do some kebabs.
对。这烤串是中国朋友很爱出去约的东西啊。
Sure.
可以说 let's do karaoke?
Let's...
我们去 唱 K.
Yeah. Let's do KTV. Sure.
Let's do KTV.
Sure.
所以朋友间就不用那么 formal 的说
Right.
什么 let's set a time to 怎么怎么样那个太正式了对吧
Right. I guess if Spencer were here, he would maybe say that the Virgo, right? Virgo might want to, they might want to set that time. You know? We need to set a time. And, but most friends, you know, we just want to meet up or hang out.
所以 meet up 那个词这里也可以用、
right.
对吧因为很 casual, very、
sure.
friendly. So meet up or 像你说的 hang out.、
Mm-hmm. And one more is get together.
对就好久没见了大家聚一聚、
sure.
Let's get together.
Let's get together, let's have a get together. This is a get together.
是是是、所以这几个词都特别好啊、
sure.
好那我们再看比较浪漫的好了约会、
Okay, so now we're talking
Now we're talking 就是现在 才说人话就才说比较有意思
Well now because it gets a little bit You know, okay Let's start with the basics Go on a date
To go on a date
Go on a date
this, 就出去约会
This is, you know When the moon hits your eye Like a big pizza pie You know, this is hearts and love And it's romantic
很浪漫的啊、
Right
那这个to 什么 go on a date
Right
是就是你要刚约他就是你们还不是男女朋友吗
Not yet, yeah, not yet
Okay但你真的要约一个人的时候可以说 let's go on a date or are you free for a date 可以那样说吗
I would suggest to just as a suggestion that you be very clear that you know like would you like to go on a date
你说最好要清楚地说出来啊
But maybe that kind of sounds a little cheesy
对
这你说有点
肉吗
You know would you like to go on a date
对我觉得现在好像年轻人其实用的很多语言就和前面我们说的 friends 是一样的、就是 do you want to do coffee?
Yeah.
Right? Do you want to do dinner? Or let's hang out?
There is one way, it's just saying like, are you
free?
Free.
对对对、我觉得这个是很一般这样问差不多对方就会都有感觉嘛、就知道 it's there are some...火花、
okay.
Sparks
Some sparks are flying already
Yeah, yeah, sparks, some chemistry
Okay,
对吧
yeah, so are, you know I was wondering, are you free on Friday?
对 are you free? 有空吗
Right
那前面我说 go on a date、What about have a date? Well, I have a date
Well, have a date is maybe what you would say to your friends You know, like Jenny asked me, Adam, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I have a date
就比如我问你 Adam、你晚上有安排吗
yeah,
然后
I have a date
、这个基本上就是说我有一个 romantic 浪漫的约会
Yes, exactly
哦，这里我觉得大家要注意的就是我有听过人他说 I have a date 但其实是朋友或者他有、对吧同事、但 that's not a date
That's not a date
Because、
no.
in English date is quite exclusively、talking about
romantic
dates、对好所以大家注意啊好那好像还有 play date, 小朋友的、
oh, yeah.
对吧
Oh, it's so cute, yeah.
对就是因为像我们就是有孩子的人有的时候会和同样其他的 parents, 就说 Oh, we should do play dates, we should have a play date.
Sure.
对就是小朋友可以一起玩的这种啊。
Now, there's one question you asked before, Jenny, which was, do single people go on dates? How do single people ask versus,、you know, people in a couple, already in the couple?
哦你就说约会就是刚约的阶段我们已经说过了但是如果两个人已经谈恋爱了是吗、这个时候可以怎么讲
Well, now we have date night.
啊、oh, 对对对 date night, 约会的夜晚。
Yeah,
Even for married couple, 比如我已经结婚了但我跟我老公我们还是说、it's important to still have date night.
Gotta have date night.
对、
sure.
就是我们还是要自己 set aside some time.
Sure.
其实就是中文说的二人世界。
啊、oh, okay.
对吧英文叫 date night.
Date night, okay.、
have date nights.
Okay, guys, so far we've talked about some...really great things to say. Before we go, I would like to give a little warning.
警告 Reminder, friendly reminder.
Okay, sorry.
友情提醒
Friendly reminder. You're right. It's about the phrase going out.
Going out 就出去的意思啊。
Well, very simply, yes. But just be careful because this has many different、levels of meaning.
嗯，这倒是，这个词它可以意味着很多不同的东西。
Yes, yes. And I have, in my life, in my experience,、I have made many mistakes with this phrase. So I want to make sure you guys do not. When you are asking your friend if they want to do something,、do not say go out.
啊、oh, 对对对就是和朋友或者什么 business associates、工作上说、要不要约要不要出去、千万不要说 do you want to go out?
Yes.
因为英语里面现在 go out 的意思也是比较浪漫的、
right.
对吧那如果是朋友或者约那个 business associates 说你有时间吗什么 what's the safest, what's the most general way to ask that?
Well, I think we can go back to the ones we said before, like meet up.
就是do you want to meet?
Do you want to meet?
Do you want to meet up?
Do you want to meet up?
对
Whatever you do, do not say go out.
我觉得还有一个很实用的呢就是你可以说hey, we should meet up, we should、
yes.
catch up, 对吧
Absolutely.
特别好久不见的、
yes.
就是你说我们应该聚聚
You got it.
然后呢如果要约时间的话 you can simply ask, does 什么什么时间 work?、
yeah, right.
Or is 什么什么时间 good?
Is it good? Yeah, that's good. Or、one thing I love too is, we've talked about this before, doable.
Ah,、oh, it's, 对什么什么时间 doable.
Is it doable? Is the 12th doable?
对其实这些好像都比问 is 什么什么时间 convenient 更加的、更加的 authentic, 更加地道一点、
yes.
啊。好那我们今天讲了很多希望大家都觉得很实用不管什么样的场景 whether it's for work, whether it's with your friends or your 怎么讲 romantic interest
potential romantic interest
romantic interest 就是你喜欢的人、
right.
啊，这些都对你很有用好那关于英语约人约时间约会你还有什么问题呢都可以到我们今天的推送留言里面来问我们只要到开言英语回复约会或者约人约时间都能找到今天的这个推送啊。那如果大家想要更好的学习英语想要很多人说不要听那么多的中文我们的会员课程其实就是全英语的而且它都是很实用的很具体的场景大家可以根据自己的需求然后根据自己的级别去学不同的课程你们在微信公众号的菜单可以先免费试用试用以后想要购买呢也可以得到就是全网最优惠的一个价格学习一年只要629元 OK, thank you for listening We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys Cause I love you Just the way